Welcome to Torati Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Baha Aloscha, we read from Sefer Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 14, through chapter 4, verse 7. The connection between the Parsha and the Haftorah is immediately clear. Our Parsha opens with the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan, and our Haftorah contains a vision of a golden menorah seen by the Navi Zechariah. Chapter 4, verse 2. Vayomer Eli, ma ata ro'eh, va'omar ra'isi vihine minoras zahav kula. He said to me, what do you see? I replied, I see a menorah all of gold, with a bowl on its top and seven lamps on it, each with seven pipes. If this vision sounds familiar, you're not imagining it. We read this very same Haftorah on Shabbos Chanukah. It's the Haftorah of the menorah, of light, of idealism, of spiritual perseverance. And it speaks so beautifully to both the Chanukah story and the historical moment in Zechariah's time. Let's take a moment to revisit that time period. Zechariah was one of the last Nevi'im living at the dawn of the second Beis HaMikdash. It was a time of tremendous confusion and uncertainty. The Jews had just begun to return from the long exile of Babel. The land was desolate, the people scattered, enemies surrounded them, and many Jews chose not to return at all. After all, this second Beis HaMikdash was missing the Aron, the Urim V'Tumim, many of the miracles of the first Beis HaMikdash. To some, it felt like a pale imitation. Those who did return formed a fragile, struggling community. There was ignorance, assimilation, intermarriage. The leaders like Ezra, Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, and Yehoshua Kohen Gadol were doing everything they could to guide the people forward, to inspire them to rebuild not just the Mikdash, but the nation's spiritual core. And that is where our Haftorah begins. Zechariah sees a vision of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, one of the spiritual leaders of the time, standing before a malach, and the Satan is accusing him. But Hashem himself steps in. Halo zeh ud mutal me'esh. Is he not a firebrand saved from the flames? Hashem defends Yehoshua. Yes, his garments are soiled, perhaps symbolizing the mistakes of the generation or the challenges of his leadership. But the angel orders them removed. Yehoshua is redressed in pure, dignified clothing. A clean turban is placed on his head. The message is clear. Despite the difficulty, Yehoshua, Zechariah, all the leaders remain worthy. He is still Hashem's chosen Kohen, still the one to lead and uplift the nation. And then the Navi is shown a stone in verse 9. Ki hine ha'even asher nasati lefnei Yehoshua al even achas shiv'a einayim. Behold, this stone that I have placed before Yehoshua, on this stone, seven eyes. This stone with seven eyes has been understood by many as referring to the foundation stone of the Mikdash. This same Mikdash that had begun to be built, but then stalled due to opposition. Rashi explains, this stone will grow sevenfold. Hashem will cause your efforts to blossom far beyond what you imagine. Don't give up. Radak adds a beautiful explanation. He says these seven eyes represent Hashem's hashkacha, that Hashem is watching over their efforts with so many eyes, so much care. I see you, Hashem says. I see all your efforts. And then Radak brings a teaching from his father that reframes the message. The seven eyes represent seven people, the seven faithful leaders of the generation, Yehoshua, Kohen Gadol, Ezra, Zerubbabel, Nehemiah, and the three prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. In this reading, the message is not just that Hashem is watching you, but that you are to be his eyes. You, the leaders, are to be the lens through which Hashem guides his people. With this in mind, let us return to verse 7 for a moment. Ko amar Hashem tzvakos, im bidrachai telech, v'im es mishmarti tishmar, v'nasati lecha mehalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. Thus says Hashem, if you walk in my paths and keep my charge, I will permit you to walk among those standards. This is not just poetic. It is a window into what it means to be a human being, and especially what it means to be a Jewish leader, or really any Jew, trying to live with purpose in a dark and confusing world. Chazal explained that this verse captures something profound about the difference between malachim, angels, and us, human beings. Malachim are omdim. They stand. They remain fixed. They live in a world of complete, absolute clarity. There's no struggle, no confusion. They simply exist in the radiance of truth. But we are mahalchim. We walk, and that is beautiful. And also, so very hard. To walk means to move, to climb, and also to stumble, to fall, hopefully to rise again. This is the human condition, to live without clarity and to still keep moving. And so, when the Malach promises Yehoshua, I will give you the gift of walking among the standards, it means you get to be part of something even the angels cannot access. You get to grow, to strive, to choose. And that walking comes at a cost. Yehoshua's clothing was soiled, dirty. That's the price of effort, of leadership. The path of the Mahalech is messy. And yet Hashem says, don't you dare look down on that. You are my firebrand, saved from the flames. You are the menorah. You are the light in this dark world. Our parsha is called Baha'aloscha. And again, it begins with lighting the menorah. You are what brings light to my world. Baha'aloscha es haneros. When you raise the flames, Hashem does not need our light, but he invites us in. He lets us light his menorah. He lets us bring light into his world. The Medrash captures this idea powerfully. A blind man is led around all day by his sighted friend. At the end of the day, the friend brings him into his home and helps him light a candle. The blind man asks, why are you having me light this candle? And the friend replies, even though I helped you all day, now I want you to bring light to my home. I will light all the lamps in my home from your flame. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, hadliku li neiros, afal pi she'ori sheli, she'ne'emar v'ha'aretz he'ira mikvodo. So God says to the Jewish people, you light my light, even though the light belongs to me, as it says, the earth is lit from his honor, from his glory. And then the Medrash continues with trembling clarity. Ribono shel olam, lanu ata omer shena'ir lefanecha, ata oro shel olam, v'ha'ora dara etzlecha. Master of the world, you are the light of the world. The light dwells with you. And yet you tell us to light before you? And Hashem answers, b'ha'alosecha. Bishvil la'alos lachem. When you light, when I ask you to light the menorah, it is so you can be uplifted. This is the gift of being a mahalich, a walker, one who rises by walking, one who falls and gets up, one who gets dirty and keeps going. And Hashem says, you who walk, you are the menorah. You who walk, your light will illuminate my world. But this truth is not always easy to believe. In our parsha, When it's finally time to leave Har Sinai, Chazal criticized the Jewish people for leaving Vayis'u Mehar Hashem. They traveled away from the mountain of God just a little too quickly because they were afraid of getting more mitzvos. The Medrash says, Kitinok haboreach mibeis ha-sefer, like a child fleeing from school. They did not yet understand the power of mitzvos. They were afraid of the weight of walking. But also in our parsha, we meet a different kind of Jew, the ones who were tme'im l'nefesh adam, impure due to contact with a corpse. They were exempt from Karban Pesach, and yet they cry out, Lama nigara, why should we lose out? They long to serve. They understand that doing a mitzvah is not a chore. It is a chance to bring light. And then there is Aaron HaKohen. After seeing the Nesiim bring Karbanos in last week's Parsha, he is distressed. Chalsha dato. Why? Because he did not get to bring a Karban. Not out of jealousy, but from yearning. And Hashem answers him, don't worry, yours is greater. You will light the menorah. Because the one who walks, who strives, who brings light into a dark world, that is the one who uplifts the world. Baha'aloscha es haneros. You light the lights. You illuminate my world. And maybe that is the message Hashem was giving Yahushua Kohen Gadol, standing there in soiled garments, burdened by the weight of his generation. You may feel unworthy, you may feel small, but you are my firebrand, rescued from the flames. You are the light I placed in this world. Lo b'chayel v'lo b'koach ki im beruchi. It is not about strength. It is not about perfection. It's about spirit. It's about faith. It's about the courage to keep walking. That's what Hashem tells Yehoshua. If you walk in my ways, v'nasati lecha mahalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela, I will let you walk among the standards. Because even in a world of angels, there is something uniquely precious about a human being who keeps moving forward. That is the light of the menorah. That is the light of the mahalech. That is the light each of us carries. May we be zocha to be mahalchim, to walk with strength even in darkness, to rise again after we fall, to light the way even when the path is uncertain. May we be Hashem's candles in this world, and may our light join the light of all the faithful to bring clarity, comfort, and redemption to the world around us. Baha'aloscha es haneros. May we rise by raising the light. Thank you for learning together.